Hello, I'm Matt Gervais, the Associate Site Editor for SearchDownload.com, and I'd like to welcome you to our second annual Lotusphere Recap Podcast. I recently had the pleasure of attending IBM's annual Lotusphere event, and I hope many of you had the opportunity to as well. If you weren't able to make it to Orlando this year, you're in luck, as I had the opportunity to speak with several attendees and even a couple of our own SearchDomino.com contributors to get their thoughts on Lotusphere 2008. As you all know by now, at last year's Lotusphere event, the big story was the release of Lotus Notes 8.0. And at this year's event, predictably, everyone was talking about Lotus Notes 8.01, scheduled to hit the streets in February, and even Lotus Notes 8.5. Our first question for Lotusphere attendees was, now you've had the chance to work with Notes 8.0, what are you looking forward to in the upcoming releases? Our own SearchDomino.com, Lotus Notes, and Domino administration expert, Mike Lazar, offered up these thoughts.
Honestly, with 8 released last summer, all I'm looking for now is greater reliability. It's been the classic, no one wants to be the first one to go to the new release, and they all go, well, I gotta wait for 8.01 before I'm gonna move. And actually, I don't even think that's justified, because the release 8.0 has been very solid. There's just been that mindset for many years, I can't do the first release. What I'm looking for in 8.01, just increased scalability and reliability, because it's actually excellent. And as we all know, 8 was primarily a client release, but it has had some scalability improvements. Reliability has been rock solid. What I want to see is just a greater adoption rate out of that. So 8.01 gets released, I want to see some of the big enterprises start moving to 8.01, and I just want them to be able to, whatever infrastructure they're on, whether it be 6.5 or 7, be able to go to their management and say, we can still use the same existing equipment if we want, and we're going to see scalability improvements of anywhere from 5-10 to 15-20% if they're still sitting on 6.5, and just basically make it a rock solid platform to where now you've got a great server platform, you've got this new client that's easily rolled out, can easily be managed and maintained, and looks better than anything that IBM Lotus has ever produced.
Similar to last year, one of the key themes at Lotusphere was collaboration. And now that Lotus Notes Domino users have had their hands on Lotus Quicker and Lotus Connections for a while, we were interested in what their thoughts were on the collaboration products. Here's what Kevin Marshall, president of BuyDomino.com, had to say.
It was the big buzz last year, and it kind of died out towards a year cut in, but the people who have looked at it have realized that it's just another next generation of collaboration type talk software. Now, you go anywhere you go, you talk to people, they're using IM, they're using ways to connect to other people, but that's just one piece. The whole idea of collaboration is much larger, and Quicker is starting to expand on that. The fact that I can take and take connections and drop them into other applications and bring that information into Quicker makes it much easier for me on a daily basis to talk to people that I collaborate with. So I'm kind of looking excited to look at some of the new releases of what they're going to be put on it. And I think it's the direction it's going to be going. I think that it's even possible that Quicker could be a platform that could jump off the Lotus Notes and actually get into the bigger world. You talk to people all the time and they say, well, what's Lotus Notes? It's not there anymore. And I know that there is an instance in almost every single company that's running Lotus Notes. So this is a tool, I think, that could go over and above it at some point, because right now everybody's talking about communities, putting them together, how to talk to them, how to collaborate with other people. So it's a big Web 2.0 push, and Quicker is the direction to go. And the fact that now there's different connections that people can develop separately to put into other applications, that's just going to help open it up. Even the fact we can stick them in Microsoft applications to bring that information back into Quicker, well, that was a smart move.
There were also several big announcements at Lotusphere 2008 regarding IBM Lotus's plans for the upcoming year. One such announcement was the rollout of Lotus Foundation servers, which will give small businesses the opportunity to take advantage of IBM Lotus technology. Another announcement was the currently planned future software product codenamed Atlantic, in which SAP solutions will be integrated into the Lotus Notes client. And also worth mentioning was the announcement of Lotus Mashups, which will allow non-developers to create custom applications more effectively. With all these announcements, it might have been tough to choose just one to be excited about. So you may be surprised to hear what David Jones, a Domino administrator and application developer, chose as his own personal favorite.
Mainly, actually, kind of sad, but the savings in disk space with email attachments, for one, I think that's coming in 8.5, and then maybe it was 8.01 that was going to have some with just a different compression that's used. Our email is out of control, and I think it was looking at saving 35% on the first round, and then 8.5 was looking at saving maybe an additional 30% on top of that. So it's going to be a lot of savings in disk. It's going to help out tremendously.
So there you have it. We've heard Lotusphere attendees' thoughts on the upcoming releases of Lotus Notes, their opinions on Lotus Quicker and Connections, and we've also found out about a few things that IBM Lotus has in store for us in 2008. It looks like it's shaping up to be another exciting year for Lotus Notes Domino users, and we here at SearchDomino.com are looking forward to the upcoming year and product releases as well. I'm Matt Gervais, Associate Site Editor for SearchDomino.com, and if you have any questions or comments regarding this podcast, please feel free to write me at editor@searchdomino.com. Thanks for listening.